The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Hello. Not coming back. It's me, John Potter. Current temperature, 51 degrees. This is all live, and it's very local. And this will be an interesting show. There's a war breaking out over Iran, of course. Just heard on Fox News. We're going to update you throughout this live show. I'll get in depth on this next segment at 9:15. Hi, Craig.
Well, good morning, Mr. Potter.
If we get any breaking alerts from Fox News, let me know and we'll get it on the air.
Most definitely.
Operation, what is it? Angry Fury?
Epic Fury.
Epic Fury. And I thought that was a Fox News term, but that's the official government name to it. We are going to be all over that and keep tabs on it. I'm sure we're the only live local news program on the air right now. So we'll do what we do best here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And also interesting, we have guests on this show anywhere from 3 to 6. And today, for the first time in, I think, over 3 years, we have just one and no guests from 10 a.m. to noon. It's just me and your calls for 2 hours. I meant to do some show preparation yesterday at home, but I had the A&E channel on while I had lunch, and there was this Alaskan State Troopers marathon going on, and I got hooked. This got to be the best cop show ever. I got hooked, and I sat and watched this for 4 hours, and I marvel at our Nevada State Troopers and how they just fly off in the face of danger. You know, some of my personal heroes. These Alaskan State Troopers, we're told here to drive slowly and be carefully on the snow. You know, when there's a call, these Alaskan State Troopers, when they get a call, it's like in Wasilla or some little town, and the call is like 15 miles away. And they show on this program, they show them racing on this snow-packed, ice-covered road. It's like 75 miles per hour on black ice. How do they do that?
I'm guessing there might be studded snow tires.
Yeah, I was going to say there must be some super winter tire thing. I was just horrified and amazed at the same time. Can you imagine hurtling down an ice-covered highway at 80 miles per hour to answer a call 15 miles away? So anyway, I couldn't turn it off, and so the show is going to be all ad-lib today. So the boss is terrified. I'm not worried. You know, I can speak for hours, as my wife will tell you. There is late breaking news to do this morning. I am worried about this big negotiation coming up that I have to have done by next Friday, and I am just terrified about this. My latest one-year cable TV promotion ends this coming Friday, and even the promotion bill is way too much for me now. And every year I call, and they let me get away with a promotion amount, but the promotion amount is always slightly more than what I just had. And this is over the past 15 years, and now I'm paying $298 a month for internet and TV and two DVRs, $300 a month. And I fear that I'm not going to be successful trying to get a serious discount, because I am a terrible negotiator. I've only tried it once on my last week at Channel 2, and it was entirely unsuccessful. It ended up this close to violence. So, and I had a blood draw scheduled for 1 p.m. yesterday. that I haven't recovered from.
your coffee that you couldn't have.
Oh, what is that just to, you know, Renown throwing its weight around telling me I can't have coffee for 8 hours before a blood draw, and I could only get 1 p.m. That was the only time I could find open 2 weeks ago, and I had it done yesterday. Why is it so hard to get an appointment for something that used to be next day? I don't know. But blood draw at 1 p.m., I wasn't allowed to have coffee, and I am fully addicted to coffee. And poor Craig had the misfortune of working with me yesterday morning, just him and me. He lived, but it was brutal. Those recorded weathercasts you're going to hear all weekend, that is me in serious withdrawal. My ears were ringing. I'm dead serious. I was. So anyway, I got out of work at noon, rushed to the medical office to see if they could do it early, and there was no one there. A sign on the counter said staff is off to lunch till 1. And I'm seeing this everywhere now. My vet, same thing. A staff shortage, and this is what they're doing. So I thought, well, I do need a new watch battery, and Craig referred me to a place in Carson City. That's where I was working this week to do watch batteries. And you know when they talk on the network news and CNBC and what all about inflation, it's always about the price of gas, of eggs, of cars, travel. They never talk about the watch batteries. Guess how much replacing my watch battery cost, Craig?
Guessing probably around $20.
More.
You're kidding.
It was $45.19 to replace the watch battery at the place you recommended. Do you have a financial arrangement at this place?
No, I do not. I also have not had had any watch batteries for a while.
When I left work, did you call them? John's on the way. He'll be there in 10 minutes.
do triple your normal rate. Yeah, I told him.
I swear to God, it was $45.19. It was $32 for the battery. And they said my watch, my one-year-old watch, needed a new gasket. Watches take gaskets?
It keeps it waterproof around the backing.
Because my first reaction was, is it gas-powered? This gasket is like a super thin rubber band. My gasket wasn't broken. They said it was too loose. The watch itself, when I bought the watch, was $49. $45.19 for a new battery. Last time I got this done, it was, $9, I think. And I remember when they were $5. But I was in Carson City, and I made it up. Because I saved in other ways. You know, it's not just gas that you save money at Carson City. Venti coffee at my Carson City Starbucks is $3.50. My Reno Starbucks, that's over $5 for the same thing. Restaurants are cheaper. Not watch batteries. And, you know, those are important to me. I am a simple man. Not just simple-minded. My happiness comes from very simple pleasures. My watch, I love a good watch, coffee, my cats, my wife. Sorry, I didn't mean to put her forth. My hour in bed with just the book I'm reading, my 50-minute hike at sunrise to work. None of my pleasures come from my phone or PC or laptop. None. And thank you, Facebook, for banning me for life. That was exactly what I needed. We're going to talk about this attack back and forth. Iran is shooting missiles. We attacked, and we were targeting, of course, the supreme leader in Iran. So we're going to get the very latest, and I will get in depth on this war over Iran up next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk, time 9:16.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Going to get deep into Iran and the latest breaking news. First, let's get some calls out of the way. John is calling from Reno. Hey, John. Good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
I've got my coffee back. I'm alive.
Yes, go
good,
ahead.
Good. So I got some watch advice for you.
I'm waiting.
I bought a Seiko Kinetica. Never needs a battery. It uses the motion of your wrist to always keep it going.
Uh-huh. I had but a watch like that. I found myself always shaking it. It just does it on natural day by day.
But there's one bad side effect to it.
What's that?
They cost about $1,000.
Okay. You're off the air.
But I've had it for 10 years.
Wow, that's good, man. All right. Thanks, John. Got to move on. Now he tells me after I paid $45.19 for a watch battery in Carson City, you're going to hear that all morning long. All right. Here is the latest on the late breaking news. The U.S. and Israel have attacked Iran. President Trump calls it major combat operations and is calling for regime change. The office of Iran's supreme leader and the presidential office in Tehran were targeted, along with military sites. Iran launched retaliatory strikes on Israel. Also, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan, they all say they've been intercepting missiles fired from Iran at U.S. military bases on their territory. Sirens are now ringing across Israel as they try to intercept barrages of missiles from Iran. There is a mixed response among ordinary Iranians. There's panic in the streets, but also a sense of relief. President Trump told the people of Iran, quote, "The hour of your freedom is at hand. Major combat operations have started and the lives of courageous American heroes may be lost." Trump has urged Iranians to take over their government, saying it will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations. Here's a new headline. 53 people have been killed in an Israeli strike on a girls' primary school. Now, I guarantee you're going to see that right at the top of tonight's ABC and CBS News, who both can barely handle Iranians dancing in the streets. What David Muir and Tony DePacol will either not mention or they'll say it very quickly is that headline, that the only source of that story is the Iranian state media, Iran's state-run Islamic Republic news agency. I would be skeptical of anything coming from Iran's own media. A couple of weeks ago, the Iranian government turned off the internet in their country to make it harder for their people to mobilize against them. This morning, I was flipping around the channels, and I think it was CBS This Morning. I know I torture myself. And they had a headline at the bottom of the screen. It was something like, "Lawmakers." You know, when the media says lawmakers on a story that bashes Trump, it's actually Democrats. But they like to make it sound like all of them are upset at Trump. So they use the word lawmakers. Lawmakers demand answers from President Trump. And their story was that Democrats are demanding to know why the president did not brief them about this attack. Come on, he's been saying it could happen any day now for weeks. And our own Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen came out with her statement this morning that Greg Neft is reporting on. It was more of a, "I expect the White House to inform Congress what it plans to do now." You know, it was kind of that kind of statement. My favorite senator, Catherine Cortez Masto, in her statement this morning, said the Trump administration, quote, "must come before Congress with a detailed plan for how to protect our service members and bases overseas and get Iran back to the negotiating table diplomatically. This administration must not push the U.S. into a war with Iran. Man, it's like we're the bad guys. And why does the media expect to get military secrets and, you know, what day are you going to attack on the air to tip off the enemy? What? I don't, and I don't want to, you know, get off track. But viewer tip, if you see on the network news an interview with, quote, former U.S. security something or former federal something or other, it's an Obama appointee who was replaced by Trump more often than not. They seem to have fanned out after Obama left to all the network newscasts just to bash Trump day by day. That's the deal. So anyway, back to what's happening now in Iran. From the BBC, which I depend on for overnight and early morning news. The only reason is because they're awake. All their news people are working at the BBC. Most of ours are sleeping early in the morning when I get my news at 5 a.m. Okay, let me see here. All right. Okay, BBC says, explosions from Iranian attacks have been seen across the region, including in Qatar, United Arab Emirates and Kuwait, the UK, France, and okay, this is new. The UK, France, and Germany this morning are condemning the attacks in a joint statement. Well, of course, they have not done one thing to control Iran while they sit right next to Iran's nuclear plans. You know, here's more. World leaders demand a return to diplomatic solutions, and a UK government spokesperson says the country does not want to see further escalation into a wider regional conflict. While the Europeans sit on their hands and have the U.S., our military, do all the dirty work. If you know me, you know I hate war with a passion. But those who speak out against this, and every person who hates Trump, will be calling him a warmonger. You can count on that. They either don't remember or they have short attention span. I went to Google and I just asked the question, what terrorist attacks has Iran been involved with? And as I look at this long list, I effing hate Iran. I'm sure that the people of Iran are wonderful. All the people I've ever met from Iran have been wonderful people and also beautiful people, good at heart. My favorite co-host on the Channel 2 Morning News, do you remember Neda Irampour from Iran? A beautiful soul and very funny too. And they're just good. They're just good looking people. Is that racist to say that? But I think people from Iran, by and large, are honestly just beautiful, generous people. I like the way they look, and I can read just enough history to know that they and their predecessors for the last couple, 3,000 years have been pretty darn cool people. I love the people of Iran, but those frickin' Ayatollah monsters at the top, all of them, need to be dead, and they need to have been dead for a long time. Going back to people who have a short memory or those who don't read up on history, when I was a young man, under 30 years old in 1983, and that was some several years ago, and I recognize that a lot of folks, you know, weren't even born then, and it is good to be young, two thumbs up on that, hold on to it as long as you can, but back in 1983, and if you have a chance, look it up. We had, under President Reagan, a whole bunch of Marines who were in Beirut, Lebanon. And they were over there to be a stabilizing force to protect another country. And Hezbollah bought and paid for, funded completely by Iran and under Iranian direction, bombed that barracks and killed 220 Marines and 21 other wonderful people in the uniform of our country who were asleep in their bunks, and they were far from home and family in the service in the name of the United States, only to have them butchered in their sleep by Iran. And that fire in my mind has not gone out, and that debt, in my mind, has not been paid. And if we kill every freaking Ayatollah over there in the next 20 minutes, it wouldn't be soon enough for me. But the fact that we never exacted justice for the slaughter of those Marines at the barracks in Beirut, that has never set well with me. And I don't care if it was more than 40 years ago. There are still people who know the names of those Marines, who probably, these people have their dog tags hanging off the corner of the mirror there on the dresser in the bedroom. And there are those who still mourn those Marines and the commitment they had. And I hope that that is never ending. And to be honest with you, I hope we turn those Ayatollahs into pink mist and we line up a bunch of devil dogs to piss on their remains, because that's what they've got coming. Those of you born in the United States, you and I are blessed. And, you know, we have had a hard go in our lives in one way or another. But those born here are blessed. In Iran, they kill people for their religion, their opinion, their sexual orientation. They demand women to be slaves and their faces hidden. I think we really can't begin to imagine what that oppression is like. Here in the U.S., teachers, politicians, and the media have trained our young people to believe that they are oppressed and put upon, and that their liberties have been stolen by some evil force, Republicans. And there are folks in Iran who can be killed by their government by the tens of the thousands, and there's nothing they can do about it. And I mentioned 1983, and it was then I was anchoring the news in Rochester, New York, reporting on the steady drip, drip, drip of American lives taken by Iranian bastards. And they either did it directly or they paid for it, paying for the militias that were coming after us. And this morning, this fist that Trump has doubled up has me praying for a regime change and peace there. And again, I'm not a warmonger or whatever, but I hope we go all the way after them. And I hope that there's not an Ayatollah left standing when we're done. And I hope that the oppressive, murdering regime is put through the grinder for the sake of the world and for the sake of the Iranian people. And that's been my opinion since you asked, since 1983, ever since they killed those Marines in the barracks. I have just had my phone transcribing everything I just said. So I'm going to repeat this, if I have time, at 11:45 today, because I think it's important enough for everybody to hear. We have a different audience at 11:45. And by the way, I don't mean to sound crass over this, but fill up your gas tank today. Oil prices are going to make a huge jump, and some gas stations are known to rise the prices of the gas that they already have, and they get away with it. And Utah, it's $2 a gallon. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. Going to break for Fox News and local news from Greg Neft. And then we have Derek Lee. We're talking health. And it's just me talking from 10 a.m. to noon, updating you on the Iran war. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Seriously, going through coffee withdrawals recording those weathers. I was shaking. I was all white. My ears were ringing. And I had to record. How many do they make you record the weathers here, Craig? Was it 160?
Well, it's for the weekend. Let's see. I think we total up in like the 56.
It's madness.
Yeah.
Madness. And I'm sorry the way I acted there in coffee withdrawal. I pushed Craig out of the way, and I was playing with the thermostat and making everybody miserable because that's me. Derek,
and he couldn't.
Lee.
And another thing.
What?
We're going to Derek. He couldn't take any of the supplements before the.
Oh, yeah. That's.
They Renown does that just to be cruel. You can't have anything. You can't have. Well, how does coffee affect a blood draw?
Caffeine does.
No, it doesn't. All right. Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. I Sorry I didn't shave for you today, Derek. I shave for like three guests. I don't shave for one.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a lot of effort.
But I got to say, and I was telling you when you walked in here, the website. Wow, you really improved it.
Yeah.
And is this the new name of your company? The website says Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
Yes, that's technically that is the name of the company.
Why change it?
Oh, it's been like that from the beginning.
Not on your website, has it?
No, website's brainhealthformulas.com.
Yeah.
The technical name for the company is Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
Why add the word biotechnologies?
Because it helps public opinion when you just by having biotechnologies.
Mm-hmm.
And so a biotechnologies really is biological technology. And so based on the amino acid complex, technically this is what we do. We are a biotechnology company.
And your slogan underneath that name is health is natural, exclamation mark.
Yeah, it's true.
Very good, Derek. You had a new product you introduced last Saturday. It's called All Systems Go. Guess what Johnny's been on for the past week? It didn't help yesterday, but that's a medical issue. All Systems Go. Working in Carson City, the morning shift, I would get up at 3 in the morning every day and be a slave boy for 9 hours at this place. And I soldiered right through. I was, I can't undersell how great I feel with your products. And today I took my Dopexil, and so I'm a motor mouth. It's working very well. The benefits of All Systems Go, your newest product, what are they?
Really, it's really about improving metabolism. And so metabolism is the rate of how we process nutrients. It improves how the rate of repair. If we're dealing with open wounds, if we're dealing with organs that aren't working properly, if we're dealing with any abnormality, metabolism has to do with rate of repair, rate of uptake of nutrients. It has to do with how our immune system functions. Metabolism has to do with our heating and cooling mechanism. So metabolism is actually really important for our health and well-being. And so I could make the statement of All Systems Go is truly an anti-aging product because it actually is improving how we metabolize nutrients. And so people have been able to repair open wounds drastically faster. They can repair themselves faster. It could just speeds up the recovery. It speeds up how we process nutrients. It speeds up how we get through life. For me, it calms down my nervous system because things are improving. Things are repairing at a faster rate, so it actually has a calming effect for me.
And you've combined it with this lactoferrin, which is a protein that is often referred to, according to Google's AI. Sorry, I cheated. You'll see on Google AI that lactoferrin is a, quote, wonder molecule, or it's referred to as pink gold. You use a lactoferrin formula in your All Systems Go?
No, that's a different, it's a separate formula.
Oh, is
it? Lactoferrin has to do with the gut. And so lactoferrin is actually a glycoprotein. It's the only protein that can actually stop the progression of colon cancer and colorectal cancer. And how it does that is it can actually repair the entirety of the intestinal wall. And so that glycoprotein is a key component in the structure of the intestinal wall. And so there's a lot of benefits to lactoferrin. And so that's lactoferrin can starve parasites, whether it's in the intestinal tract or systemically.
How common is that?
Parasites?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's as common as people believe, but when something like parasite spreads viral through social media, then people believe it's a lot bigger deal than it is. But I don't think it's as big of an issue as social media wants you to believe it is.
But it's bad.
It's not good. Oh. Because parasites, it's very tricky to diagnose something like parasites because it has all different types of results. So a parasite can trigger autoimmune disorders. Parasites can be the cause of specific diseases. Parasites can be the cause of so many different factors that it's a challenge to deal with if you have parasites.
Well, they produce waste products well, in their body.
That's just it. So their immune system will react to their waste products or eggs that they lay.
People are eating breakfast.
But that's the challenge of it. It might take years to diagnose if parasites are the cause or not, because we science and medicine are going to reverse engineer it. And if they get to the cause of parasites, then the good thing would be is if you do a blood test and it shows up in your blood, then it's easier to address. A lot of times with parasites, it doesn't show up in any blood work.
So we got all systems go. So is lactoferrin a separate?
It's a separate formula. And so what we found is all systems go is working systemically on our metabolic system. So it's going to work on the heart. It's going to work on the liver, the kidneys, the lungs. And so what lactoferrin formula is doing is it's going to work on the intestinal tract. And it's going to work on killing overgrowth of yeast within the intestinal wall. And when you work on those two things at the same time, it's going to start killing off that cravings to want sugar, the sugar cravings, the ice cream after dinner, the soda with lunch, the beer at night, the two beers at night, the three beers, the glass of wine. It's going to reduce those sugar cravings because overgrowth of yeast is what generates that emotional craving. And so when you can work on the systemic aspect of it and you can work at killing off the source, which is the yeast in the intestinal tract, then you can actually start to gain control of that sugar craving or that binge eating. And so this is an all system. This is it's a very complete structure to approach all these things at the same time.
What is the sale today? You don't do this every Saturday, but you have a sale, which can save people a lot of money. So what's the deal today?
So we're going to continue the buy two and get one free for the all systems go. And so we found that adding lactoferrin formula and combining these two together really has a complete structure in itself. So all systems go is working on the systemic aspect of the entire body and including the brain. And if we address the intestinal tract at the same time, then we're actually addressing all the issues. And so I believe it's very beneficial for people to really capitalize on the opportunity to really address the gut. And so anyone out there who takes a lot of GLP-1s, taking the lactoferrin formula can actually repair the gut at the same time. So utilizing the tool of GLP-1s and at the same time, or GLP-2s or GLP-3s, they're all different these days. So taking the lactoferrin formula can actually rebuild the gut. And so you can actually might be able to get off of the GLP-1s at some point in time and not have those sugar cravings or the binging capacity, because it's the overgrowth of yeast in the intestinal tract that isn't dying off by taking GLP-1s. You're just starving it. So when you get off GLP-1s, all of those sugar cravings come back and you just start binge eating. That's why people have a rebound effect. So if you can kill off the yeast in the intestinal tract, all of those sugar cravings are gone. And so you can use GLP-1s as a tool and rebuild the gut at the same time. So that's what lactoferrin formula can do.
How come they don't tell people what the GLP-1 does in the gut like that?
They don't want you to actually heal. They want you to continue taking the drug.
So would extended use of a GLP-1, how bad could it get if it's not killing off the yeast or?
So GLP-1, the injectables, are bypassing the intestinal tract completely. So that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. So when you eat, you're always going to feel full, because what I believe it happens is it kind of tightens the intestinal tract. So it kind of seals off the yeast. And so that's what, so it has reduced appetite. It has reduced metabolism, has just a reduced capacity. So if you eat too much, you end up being bloated and overloaded. So anyways, that lactoferrin formula can really help repair the gut at the same. So utilizing that tool, the GLP-1s.
All right. So the sale. Buy two, get one free of what?
Of the lactoferrin formula, and we're going to do all systems go. And the sale only addresses these two products. It's not posted on the website. It's basically focused on this radio station, all the people who are listening, friends and family. That's great. Spread it around. But you don't have. There's no discount code. There's no code to apply. Just buy two products, and in the shipping side, we'll give you an additional one on the shipping side. So there's no additional action to take. Just buy two lactoferrin or two of the all systems go, and we'll apply the third one on the shipping side.
So the website knows?
I know. I do. We package everything ourselves.
You're the guy. Okay.
We don't need the computer system to do it for us, because we just automatically do it.
All right, folks. Buy two lactoferrin formulas, or buy two all systems go, or buy both two, and you'd get the third free on both products, or one. That didn't make any sense. Buy two lactoferrin formulas, get one free. Buy two All Systems Go and get one for free. Saves you a lot of money at brainhealthformulas.com. Folks, call in your questions or text them. We got a couple of text questions already. Derek will answer them, 775-884-9910. We'll do that next. 99.1, 92.3 FM. News Talk time is 949.
Is FM Talk. There
is 775-884-9910. Derek Lee is here for brainhealthformulas.com, and of course the deal is buy two get one free on his website of either All Systems Go or the lactoferrin formula, brainhealthformulas.com. We always get questions. Derek, can All System Go be taken with high blood pressure meds and statins?
Yes, we actually have a few of our people who are testing All Systems Go have had multiple heart surgeries, have had valve replacements, and they're taking statins and blood pressure medications, and they actually are very comforted in taking All Systems Go. What they've told me is that their heart feels like it's tingling, and the way they've communicated to me is it feels like a scab that's healing, so they feel like they want to itch it, and they said at the same time it feels like it's healing all the mechanisms around the heart. So what that communicates to me is it's healing the arteries, the blood vessels that support the heart structure. And so that's actual feedback we've had from some of our testers. So it's very fascinating. And to go along with that, I deal with heartburn often, so from overeating. And so one night when I was testing All Systems Go, I just sat back in a chair and just started feeling heartburn. And all of a sudden I felt like this rush of energy going up to my throat. And it felt like my head was tingling for about an hour. So what it was doing, I felt like what it was doing, was repairing like the esophagus and the throat. And so the heartburn never manifested, but I was overwhelmed with like this tingling sensation, and heartburn never manifested. So to me, it kind of feels like there's a systemic repair mechanism that's happening at the same time. And so it's really fascinating that I've experienced this, that one of our testers experienced this. So to answer your question, yes, it can be taken with high blood pressure and statins.
And you said people have asked you this before. Do you nag them about they should not take statins like you do to me?
I'm not going to ever tell someone what to do.
Will you tell me?
I shouldn't
be taking statins. I mean, you're not alone. You're not alone. I've heard from a lot of people, get off those statins, John.
It's it's choice. It's people's choice for their belief system. So it's really up to the individual. If you can get off of them, great. If you can't, that's okay too.
Well, and to make it brief, folks, and what I've learned from Derek and also from reading is that a statin will cut off a lot of the fat supply that the brain depends on.
Yep, that's right.
And you're starving the brain. But I've gained weight, so.
You know, and statins aren't terribly bad. They can be beneficial.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
It's people's choice. People get to choose what they want to do, and so it's really up to the individual. But none of my formulas conflict with what statins do and how statins work.
Well, maybe I won't refill them. Okay, we didn't mention this enough last time. You wanted to talk about this. Your fiance has a posture joint alignment therapy business in town.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I'll be brief because I'm not very good at it. What she does is she really...
Whatever you say, you're going to be wrong, right?
It's possible.
That's what fiancés and wives. Sorry.
So she aligns the joints. She aligns like the ankle. The ankle can affect the knee can affect the hip, the hips can affect the shoulders, and vice versa. If our shoulders are out of alignment, that can affect how the spine that works. That can affect how our neck feels, how our back, if back is out of alignment, which a lot of people know this, it can affect how our neuropathy is. It can affect how our toes are tingling. So what Kathy does is she helps to realign joint position, and joints are even the different vertebrae in the spine. Each vertebrae is a joint. And so being able to align those things properly, she's not a chiropractor, but what she does is she has thousands of stretches that actually help us to realign our own joints so they stay in place properly. And so she's been able to prevent people from having knee replacements. She's been able to get people out of pain. She's been able to do a lot of things that, you know, standard practices can't necessarily do. So a lot of benefits. Yeah, she's very, very beneficial to a lot of people.
And how can people contact?
So her website, her website is straightenupnv.com.
Oh, I like that.
And if people
straightenupnv.com.
And so if people can't find her website, you can always call me 775-634-7789 and I can give you her information also.
All right, and I appreciate the fact that we've gotten texts and they go to my email. I don't know how Craig set this up. So the texts that we don't get to on the air, I forward them to you, and you will personally answer those questions.
Yes,
with
absolutely.
Those people. And people can call you anytime with questions.
Yep.
What's your number one more time?
775-634-7789.
All right. Next month, we're going to be broadcasting live from Derek Lee's first location storefront for BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's going to be at Smith Ridge Plaza in Reno. And we're excited.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. Very exciting.
We're in the planning stage. We're inviting you to come out March 28th, a big event, and we'll certainly be talking about that in future Saturdays. Thank you, Derek, so much. BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's just me for the next 2 hours. Give us a call. Fox News on the Iranian war is next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.